You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. The show's going to get even funner. I think that's a word, funner, before it's all over.
More funner.
More funner. Bottom of the hour, Don and Linda from Triangle T Guest Ranch going to be here talking about the Garlic Fest. I love Lidberg's voice on that.
It's a good one, man.
Love it. And then we got Matt Russell on the menu. Him and I and you are just going to riff food for an hour. That's it. That's all we're going to do. Got enough of this. Trust me, there'll be more talk about all the murder in this town and lack of cops. And, you know, if you got to listen to Schweikert crush the Rahina Romero, we got to have more Amtraks between Phoenix and Tucson. Listen to the first hour at KVOI.com. It's not even close. He's talking about that $100 bill, whatever they're putting in for that high-speed rail. If they don't get 10 million riders a year, which they're never going to get, it's basically and actually a pollution nightmare. We're also taking your calls. We would love to hear your trite expressions that you're sick of. The platitudes, buzzwords, or trite sayings. I'm up to 133 on the Wastebook right now. So give us a call. 790-2040 is the phone number. We'll do that before this is all over. Let's see. We did efforting and adulting. We ended off with Lindy and Kenny talking about, from Sonoran Brunch, talking about vegan. Bobby Boydo stuck it right on me. He said, living the dream. That's what I say. How you doing? Living the dream. Unprecedented comes up again. New normal again. Rocco, quote, I don't mean no disrespect. Immediately prior to some seriously disrespectful tirade. That's true. Let's go to the phone, 790-2040. Mickey, good morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson.
Hello. I'd like to know if the need to know was asked.
You mean like on a need to know basis?
Yeah,
or
need to know. I'm going to tell you everything you need to know.
Oh, even
and the other one. Wait a minute. The other one is one who goes to the bathroom in a public place is a poopitrator.
I've never heard that one.
The poopitrator got away.
Oh, my Lord.
Do we know who the poopitrator in the Capitol is? We don't. Do
you? Oh, my gosh. Well, Mickey, thanks for your contribution, sir. I got to get to a couple more calls. Have a super day. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to Lawrence on line 3. Lawrence, you hear some buzzwords at TUSD meetings.
Oh, God. You know, the first comment on the girls' soccer.
Yes, sir.
Is why don't we forget about making a political statement and play the darn game?
Well,
that's it. They got out hustled, out beat, and I think the coach made the tactical mistake by not preparing them better for a new season. They played them in April. I mean, you got to be kidding me, really? But anyway, what turns my brain numb every time when I hear this phrase in a meeting is, let's look at the data. You know. And that's it. My brain just goes numb. I'm thinking, well, what do you think we're supposed to look at, moron?
Well, yeah. I think the other thing, part of this, right, is the idea that this is like back to those who say we really need to think outside of the box are the ones who are trapped inside the box. And as we learned in the last 15 months, Lawrence, the ones who say, let's look at the data, actually don't really look at the data. Only some of the data.
It just kills me.
Remember,
look at the data. By the way, my brain just goes to sleep.
When's school start for you kids?
I have to be back that Monday, August 3rd, I think it is.
Okay.
I think it is, yeah. First, second, or the second. I don't know.
I was looking at the, you know, the stuff from TUSD and then the letter,
yeah,
the email that went out to from Yeager at AmFi. You could tell that they hate the state legislature banning masks and stuff. You could just, they hate it. They want to mess those kids up in 3 seconds.
And that's like the worst thing in the world.
Absolutely.
Worst thing in the world.
After they destroyed so many lives.
Yeah.
They want to do it again.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand. You know, you got to have your mask on, but you can wear clothes that expose half your body. You know, I mean, you got to be kidding me. Really? Why don't you focus on the dress code and not worry about the mask? You know, at the middle school, you're at that point where, you know, do you vaccinate a kid? I'm thinking, man, I'd put that crap. You know, if the kid has a compromised immune system or some underlying health issues, yes. But if they're perfectly healthy, why would you put garbage in there? You know,
yeah.
When it's proven that the kids at that age, it's like a mild cold and boom, they're okay. You know,
Lawrence.
I just, you know. But let's keep looking at the data, though. Let's just keep looking at the data.
All right, I gotta get to a couple more. Have a good day, buddy. 790-2040. Let's go to Bill on line two. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, one that always bothers me, especially when you're talking to someone or you're hearing an interview, when the person goes, "I'll be honest with you," and you think, "Well, you mean you haven't been so far, or what? Have you always been dishonest with me? I mean, what's that all about?" I'll be honest with you, Chris. I don't like that.
especially when you go to buy your new car. Let me be honest with you.
Right. See you guys.
790-2040 is the phone number. Let's sneak Larry in before we go to break. Larry, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yes, the one that annoys me, I just hear it all the time, is that we're looking for somebody with the right skill set.
So why does that bother you?
I don't know. I guess it's just I hear it so much, and it just kind of annoys me. But
all right, anyway. I dig it, Larry. Thanks for the call, man. Have a super day.
Okay.
790-2040. For some reason, Mark Van Buren doesn't like Cool Beans.
I'm on. Don't like Cool Beans team. I agree with Mark.
I gotta see what the origin of Cool Beans is before it's all over. Again, a lot of circlebacks. Is another one. It is what it is. That's another one. Another tipping point. Irregardless, just don't even bother to say it because it's not even a word. That's from Pat Underwood. Out of the box, empowering, and at the end of the day. All right, let's go to break. I'm going to get to some new stuff, probably. I'd rather take your calls about trite sayings and platitudes and buzzwords that piss you off. Wake up, Tucson, 10-3 of the Voice. Nothing better than MFSB doing a TSOP. Wake up, Tucson, 10-3 of the Voice. Oh, my God. It's called The Move is the name of the group. Never heard of this in my entire life. Look, what is that guy? What is he? What is he a knockoff of? Who is he a knockoff of, Ray, when you look at him? He's a crappy Jeff Lynne.
Okay.
From Electric Light Orchestra.
Now here's the thing. No. I think this might be, there's a connection there.
Okay.
So let me figure it out. Cause someone on the Facebook linked it.
And the guy who's playing the saxophone there looks like one of the, creatures in the Muppet Band. 790-2040 is the phone number. You got someone who has another trite expression for us. Calvin, you called the Wake Up Tucson. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got for me?
So every newscaster, it seems now, wants to break it down for us as if we can't break it down for ourselves.
Isn't that old? Right? Isn't that an old rap thing? They used to say, "Break it down."
Exactly. Like they want to break down the news for us. They want to break down the weather for us. Just give us the facts and let us move on.
I like the one that, you know, it's the obvious male or female bubble talking head kind of newscaster that, you know, has no depth of knowledge, and they're going to break it down for you. You're like,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Kramer. Yeah, that's right.
Oh. Yep, that's the one. Can't stand it. I have to turn off the news now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I appreciate it. Have a good day. Ray did it. Right. The guy that I said is the knockoff Jeff Lynn was Jeff Lynn.
Exactly. Okay, so the person posted this, and they said, free ELO, Jeff Lynn, oh Roy Wood, and Bevan. So, that's, you know?
I'm like, man, it looks like a knockoff Jeff Lynn. Oh, it was Jeff Lynn.
Yes. So there you go.
It was Jeff Lynn doing a bad Jeff Lynn. Rocco doesn't like, hey, Bubba, watch this. Now, you're going to love this one. Our good friend Alicia, who used to work here, right?
Yeah, what's that?
I knew she would come out for something. If I told her, I said, there's our Alicia. I knew a topic about something bothering you would get you out there on the thing. She says she's sick of the word elevate. This hat will elevate your look.
That's a good one.
One that Christy Simone put is because they keep saying it, it keeps getting parroted by their fellows and their party. It's systemic racism. That one is, it's already overplayed 7 months in, and you guys don't really understand it. That's the best part. We just had that whole 2 hours with Gary Davidson that basically, if you say systemic racism, you've taken the last 50 years of progress and you've shoved it right down the toilet. Let's see what else we got here. Social distancing, end of the day. New normal, that's another one that keeps coming up a lot. At the end of the day, I tell you, it's amazing how at the end of the day is just getting pounded here. All right, Ray, let's go back to the phone. 790, where should I start on this one? Let's go to James on line two. James, good morning.
Yeah, hi. One of your callers said newscasters say we'll break it down for you. Well, I offer the new one. They're going to unpack it.
Oh! It's so I'm so glad you said that, James, because that came out also a couple of times. I'm so sad you said that. Unpack is getting so overplayed, it's off the wall.
While I have you on the line, I want to ask a general media question. There used to be a show on, NPR called The Prairie Home Companion, and then one time it went away, and I can't even remember who the star was. Do you know what happened to that?
Well, that's Garrison Keillor, who did Prairie Home Companion.
Right, yeah.
And I guess he's not doing it anymore.
He got Me Too.
Oh, that's right. He did get Me Too. That's right.
What happened?
Was there an allegation or?
Yeah, some sort of allegation.
Allegation.
And he's like, I'm too old for this, I think.
Garrison Keillor. Let's put him in. Hold on. Keillor, Me Too. I forget what. Accused of inappropriate behavior in November of 2017.
Wow.
At, you know, how old was Garrison Keillor? Like 90, for God's sakes?
Yeah, old as I am, yeah.
Are you 90?
No.
I said, you don't sound a day over 67 is what I was going to say.
Oh, there you go.
So, but
okay,
yeah, so he got, there was inappropriate behavior allegations, so that's why it's off. They even got Garrison, everyone on public television, him, Charlie Rose, right? The Charlie Rose one's still my favorite. Like, I guess, was it, people were coming in, he'd be literally standing, it's like sitting naked in his dressing room, like, come on in, let's do some show prep. A paragon of media. Let's go to John on line three. John, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Okay.
Sorry to do that to you.
And I have to go back to the great Wettstein advertising campaign from back in the 70s.
Yes.
Like that, I'd rather be in Tucson. Unfortunately, I still believe in that, but I can't abide by it anymore.
So you're, I'd rather be in Tucson? Well, that's so long ago.
Yeah.
No one says it anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, well, in that case, hold my beer.
All right. Got it. Love
okay,
it.
Very
all right.
Good.
Have a good day, John. John's on his way out to Tennessee. If you want to see John and Ann, your last shot to see John and Ann before they move to Tennessee, they will be at the party on July 31st. All right. Let's go to Al on line four. Al, what's up, buddy?
All right. Mine is, if it was up to me, generally the people that say that have no control and can do nothing.
So you're saying is that's code word for we should stop talking right now.
Exactly, or get off your butt and do something.
I appreciate it, Al. Thanks. Have a good day, my friend. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to Barney on line two. Barney, good morning.
Good morning. This is a little specific to Fox News, but fair and balanced. When I first heard that from them, I knew they were toast. Because we don't want fair and balanced. We want complete and accurate. Every time they say fair and balanced, to who?
Well, I mean, aren't they saying that to in response? Weren't they filling that niche that was not the NBCs and ABCs of the world weren't filling? Right?
Well,
I mean, so do you believe NBC is fair and balanced?
To ask that is to,
right. I mean, but it's a marketing, you know, slogan basically.
Absolutely, marketing. So. But you know, when balance, that's like saying on the Israel-Palestine conflict, we want balance. So the Palestinians shoot rockets into Israel, kill civilians, and you know the Israelis shoot back a little. So there's balance for you. Now, doesn't work for me.
Gotcha. All right, sir. Have a good day. Thanks for the call.
You too.
790-2040. Bruce Ash, hey, boomer. Why would... Is Bruce a boomer?
Okay, boomer is the one.
Okay, boomer. Drew, our mistress of libertarians, misinformation. And if you think about what's getting... I'll give you another one right now. Fact checker. And that's a really bad one. Okay, because the idea that anyone... the way especially Facebook has distorted fact-checking, which is really just controlling the message, it's pretty sick. All right, hopefully Don and Linda are here with garlic, you know. Maybe some garlic milkshakes or something like that. Matt Russell coming up at the top of the hour. If not, keep calling us with these trite buzzwords that miff you, as we like to say. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. She's so ironic. That Alanis Morris said on an M day. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Just talking with my very good friend, Linda, from the Triangle T Ranch. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing great. We're just excited about this weekend.
The old Garlic Festival. What annual Garlic Festival is this?
This is the 12th annual Garlic Festival, which is our charity benefit for Make-A-Wish Foundation and Wounded Warrior Project.
Beautiful.
Yes, and we haven't missed a year yet. And by the way, the ranch is now 99 years old.
Holy crap.
Yeah, next year is the big 100.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you don't know where the Triangle T is, basically it's, what do you think, about 50 minutes from here on the interstate?
Correct, yep.
And you go out east towards New Mexico, and you'll go you'll see something called Dragoon with cool-looking little round rocks. And you get off right there, and you guys are right there.
Yep, exit 318, and we're between Benson and Wilcox, just about 5 miles before the thing.
The last time we were at your ranch was on our big Christmas trip, where we went to the Ameren Foundation. We had an amazing lunch at your restaurant at the Triangle T, and then we took Ed Alexander to be blown away by the thing, because he'd never been there.
That was fun.
Yeah. It was the best. We pull up with the big gray line bus, and the ladies at the little counter there. I said, well, how much is it to see this thing?
You know, I don't know now. It used to be $1, then it was $2. Like, I think it's gone up.
It's like $5 or $6. Yeah, and they've done a heck of a redo on it.
But it's fun. You have to see it. And, you know, there's a code that goes with that.
What do you mean a code?
Well, when you go see it, you can't tell anybody what you saw.
Of course. Mm-mm. So what was so funny, so I walk up, I told everyone on the bus, hold on, before we go get our blizzards at the DQ or whatever, let me go talk to these nice ladies. And I go, how much is it? And they go, well, it's $6 per person. So I go, all right, I got 50 people on a bus. The lower you go on this price, the more they're going to come off and go see this thing and buy a DQ. I said, how about two? She goes, okay.
Yeah, we're that way out there. We like to bargain.
And then Ed walked in, and we changed his life.
Wonderful.
He's never been the same.
Okay.
So a lot of the Wakeys were very worried about you kids with that fire that was going down on Dragoon. How did that whole thing
go down? Well, luckily, it was a little bit worrisome for a bit, but luckily we got through with very little, no damage to the ranch at all. A little bit of burn on the other side of the freeway in our more rugged area. But we're very grateful for all the firefighters and everybody who did such a good job, especially our local people. They were tremendous, as always.
Thank God. I was getting text messages like, Triangle T okay? And they said, from what I can see, it is. So
yeah, they shut down the interstate, so they were coming down Dragoon Road. But nobody stopped in.
Now, if people want to follow on the interweb, they need to go to your website to find out more about the Garlic Festival. Where do they go?
That is azretreatcenter.com.
Retreatcenter.com. And mm-hmm.
Go to the events page, but there's also info on the front page. But the events page talks about the Garlic Festival. And be sure to go to the riding page, because we have our lovely horseback riding out there, and check out the drone video. And you'll get a tremendous view of the ranch. And that was taken just after the Garlic Festival about 4 years ago.
So this is the 12th annual benefiting Wounded Warrior Project and Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're very good friends with Rob LeMaster from Make-A-Wish Foundation, Southern Arizona. This is this weekend, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're going to get there. There's going to be live bands, entertainment, local farmers market, and crafts booths.
Yes, we have wonderful crafters who come in. Last year, because of the situation, we didn't have as many. But the ones who came were ecstatic because their goods are so marvelous and unique that the people who did come were very generous.
So how do nice people with a 99-year ranch 12 years ago say, we should do a garlic festival?
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't our idea. I never heard of a garlic festival, even though there is one in Gilroy, California. But I have a neighboring farmer who was growing garlic. And after his harvest, he came down to have, a dinner, exhausted and tired, and said, we need to have a garlic festival. I said, what's a garlic festival? And so he explained it, and I said, okay. So we put it on in 7 weeks. We put on this garlic festival the first time, but that was Ridgecrest Farms, and it was their idea.
So were you still getting garlic from them now? How does that work?
Yes, they'll be here. It's under new ownership now, but Come on down, and they'll be there with their garlic again. So
can I get elephant garlic there?
I'm not quite sure what all the various types of garlic they're having this year, because this is my first time to have it with the new owners.
Okay.
But we still have our garlic ice cream.
Yeah.
That'll be there for sure. You're going to love it.
And what did Don make for bringing me and Ray today as some
breakfast? Well, he's going to be doing garlic burgers, but he brought you sliders today.
Beautiful.
The garlic burgers are tremendous. So it's a sauce that he made up himself, and so everybody enjoys it. And the other thing is, we have two bars going, one down at the pavilion where we have all the live music, and the other up at the saloon. And our Garly Marys, if you like Bloody Marys, you will love the Garly Mary.
Garly Mary, that's amazing. When we talk about local farmers market, what are some of the stuff that we can get our hands on at this time of year at the farmers market?
There's lots of arts and crafts, some food things. The pistachios are fabulous. A lot of people have them, but this one is particularly good.
Okay.
That comes in, Sazzy Nuts. And the music is, the artists playing this year are fantastic.
Such as?
So on Saturday, we have Alex Valencia, who's known somewhat here in Tucson.
Sure.
A great pianist and vocalist. We have Johnny Ben Como will be on Sunday, and Gabriel Francisco will be both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Very cool.
Wonderful, wonderful Spanish guitarist.
Well, again, this is a beautiful historic ranch. When we were out there with Ed's trip that Christmas, you guys gave us the whole tour of everything. Totally beautiful. Lots of history to it. Mm-hmm. So it's every time the Wakeys go out there, they come back, oh man, that was...
Yeah, well, I think we got discovered this past year because we had a whole lot of people, especially from Tucson, discover us for our RV sites. And it's 160 acres of absolute glorious trees and boulders and hiking trails and riding or whatever you want to do. And a lot of people just wanted to get away and be with their family. And we have now been discovered.
Now, The weather is going to be amazing on Saturday.
Yes.
That's another thing. I mean, you guys are usually cooler than us usually.
Yeah, we're 10 to 15 cooler than Tucson most of the time and 20 to 25 cooler than Phoenix.
So on my Weather Channel app for Saturday, Tucson's supposed to be like 80, 83 or something like, or Oral Valley is supposed to be at least 83.
Yeah.
So that, you guys are going to be in the 70s as a high on Saturday.
Yes.
That's pretty good living.
Yes, it is. It's glorious. And if you haven't seen the sunrises and sunsets there, you don't know what you're missing. I know they're beautiful here too, but just being out there in the pristine part of nature with the boulders and the viewpoints you can get, it's stunning.
So according to my Weather Channel app, the Dragoon, Arizona forecast for today's supposed to be high of 91 out there today, right? Mm-hmm. 72 tomorrow, 76 on Friday, on Saturday, and 78 on Saturday.
Yep, perfect weather.
That's like March.
except without the wind.
Right. So, okay, so it's the 12th annual Garlic Festival at the historic Triangle T Ranch. You're going to basically take Interstate 10 towards New Mexico, exit 318. You'll see signs for Ameren Foundation and things like that, mm-hmm. and you get right off the interstate. It's go to the right.
If you get to the Ameren Foundation, you went too far. You'll look for our big yellow sign out front. We are the first property on the left once you get off on exit 318.
All right. So again, the Wakeys have been going this thing for ever since Don and Linda have been coming on the show. And every time they go, they love it. So if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, it's outside. Do it up. Garlic Festival. You'll be happy. So, well, thanks for being here, man. It's so awesome to see you and seeing that this thing's still going strong.
Well, thank you, too. And we thank our people who support us every year, Chapman Auto, and then our local mining companies always support Make-A-Wish and Wounded Warrior. So we are grateful to all who come out and help with those two very, very promising charities.
All right. Have another great festival this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. That's Linda from the Triangle T Ranch 12th Annual Garlic Festival. Go to azretreatcenter.com and then hit the events page, scroll down, and you'll see the big flyer for it. So, all right. I got Matt Russell at the top of the hour. If you have any other annoying trite buzzwords and platitudes that are giving you a headache, give us a call, 790-2040. At the end of the day, you know, that's what we're here for. All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Garlic Fest going on this weekend. You guys are doing good on your RSVPs. Keep them coming for the party July 31st. It's at the Marriott University Park Hotel. Great food, cash bar. And you got to let me know you're coming. WakeUpTucsonComments@gmail.com. I'll never get the news today, which is okay. We're asking for your favorite, least favorite trite expressions, buzzwords, or platitudes. Listener Robert went to WakeUpTucsonComments@gmail.com, substituting the word issues for accidents. And he's right. The other one that's getting overplayed and misunderstood is, well, it's actually being misused, is Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow 2, the president, Jim Crow 2.0. Let's go to the phones, 790-2040. Beth, you're online too. Beth, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. The one that really gets me because it's way overused is diversity is our strength. Of course, you need some diversity of thought to approach any problem and have the best way to solve it. But you also have to have at least the basic commonality to be able to even have the conversation in the first place. And it's just absolutely everywhere.
It is. And I think the other one that's kind of being used, I am getting sick of sustainable also, Beth.
Yeah. But I do have a question about the Garlic Festival.
Yes.
We went down there a few years ago, and we were very sad that there was no garlic bread. Is there going to be garlic bread this year?
Well, Linda's already left the building, so I can text her and ask. But do you make garlic bread at home? I assume, right?
Of course. But you know, if there's all sorts of different varieties of garlic and then bread, you know, bread is amazing. Everyone knows that.
Amen, sister. I'm with you. We'll figure it out. I'll text her and see if I can get her to respond before the end of the show. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Beth. Thanks for your contribution. Let's go back to the phone. 790-2040 is the phone number. Eric or no Eric? Eric, good morning, sir. What's going on?
The word that bothers me most is progressive, because if anything that the so-called progressive don't represent, it's progress. When you talk about what they believe in, such as afterbirth abortion or abortion of any kind, how is that progress? If anything, it's a devolvement into a time of way back when of butchery. It's not progress, and everything, almost everything of what they stand for isn't progress, but they use that term because, oh, progress, who can be against progress? And I think we do a disservice when we allow them to be labeled as progressive, because it's not progress.
No, I'm with you. Eric, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 790-2040 is the phone number. Buzzwords, trite sayings, or platitudes that are driving you crazy. We have reimagine. This is from Mary Cord. Reimagine just saying, or equity and inclusiveness. Especially because most of those people don't really mean true inclusiveness when they say it. What else we got here? Circle back. Let's see.
One from the industry here. You'll be glad you did. At the end of each commercial spot. Listen to Wake Up Tucson. You'll be glad you did.
That's true. We use it all the time here. let's see. Next level, right? Next level thinking, next level. Got it. All right. Keep giving us a call. Matt Russell is here. He's doing something in the kitchen here. So, and we got garlic, hamburger sliders here too from the Garlic Festival. Let's get to some action. Mark the tape, 7:55. D. Simone gets to a news story. let's get to New York Times. This is Dr. Joe Zinberg. He 30 years at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. It's called Stop the Panic Over the Delta Variant. We see some of these places doing indoor mask mandates again. Public health officials should disregard these exhortations and calls for even more restrictive measures. Delta is not the existential threat that the media is making it out to be. Got to remember, fear has people click more on your stories. I mean, the idea that every time we go to the CBS freaking news, this lady just keeps talking about the Delta virus. It's the headline all the time. There's so much other misery going on. There's actually one of the stories is you're more likely in Chicago to get murdered than be hospitalized for COVID-19, according to stats. Okay. So let's see. 18 murders per 100,000. Senior citizen to be hospitalized for the Wuhan flu, 2.9. So it's 5 point something times more likely you'll be murdered in Chicago than a senior being hospitalized for the for COVID. Let's get back to Dr. Zinberg. Despite rising numbers of Delta cases in July, hospitalizations have only increased moderately, and with those increased concentrated in areas with low vax rates. The COVID-19 death rate per 100,000 is lower now than it was in June. First, the Delta variant does not appear to be especially deadly. Cases are no more likely to be hospitalized or die than other variants. Second, the most vulnerable people are largely protected. The authorized COVID-19 vaccines appear to be effective against variants. 57% of Americans 12 and older, the groups that vaccines are authorized for, are fully vaccinated. Two-thirds of this age group have at least gotten one dose, which provides significant protection. Among the vulnerable, those 65 and older, these are the ones that we said we closed down society for, right? Was to take care of grandma and grandpa. Almost all of them have gotten one dose, and 80% of them are fully vaccinated. In addition, the rare cases that vaccinated people come infected, the disease is much less severe than in vaccinated individuals. Nearly all the new cases are in younger unvaxxed people whose risk of severe COVID-19 illness is much lower to compare to the elderly. The rates of hospitalizations of under 17 remains flat and far lower than any other age group. Think about that. Rates of hospitalization of people under 17 who are the ones who are getting the variant are at the lowest rates of vaccination are flat and lower than any other age group. Ordering lockdowns or mask mandates for the population defies common sense. The government should warn older people and those with comorbidities to play it safe if they refuse to get vaccinated. But if the, in general, Delta provides few risks for people who have gotten the shot and those who are young and healthy. The Delta pandemic will likely peak in the next few weeks as vaccinations increase and those at most risk severe disease take action to avoid infection. So anyway, the Delta will be a limited transitory threat. Let's stop the panic. Dr. Joel Zinberg, 30 years at Mount Sinai Hospital. All right. Matt Russell on the menu. We'll talk garlic and other things before it's all over. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.